The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today that happens to be the fucking 29th of August. This is, this is one day late, this podcast, because yesterday I was doing a pile of fucking housework type shit around the house, and one thing led to another, and for the sake of the podcast, I decided to leave it one more day, because it just wouldn't have been good, you know, and I had fuck all prepared, and I was knackered, and I was just like, for the sake of the listeners, and I'm sorry if you were waiting for it, I'm gonna wait one more fucking day, and do it in the morning when the sun's out, and I'm full of fucking jizz and beans. And I'll tell you something, the doors are closed in here and the windows are closed, because in the field beside us, the guy's collecting, what's the farming term, farming terminology, he's collecting. He cut the grass and then they wrapped it in shit and then they're taking it away. What's that called? I don't know. I'm not a culty bastard. Let me plug a few things here. As usual, this podcast is sponsored by Patreon. This is solely fueled by the listeners. Unbelievable. That keeps it ad-free. So instead of me running around begging the people going, Can I get a sponsorship for this? It'll be good coverage for you, which it would be, but people don't understand that just yet in Northern Ireland, because retarded. And instead of me running around being like, oh, this is sponsored by fucking, you know, fucking Asher's Bakery or something, and then I'm not allowed to say all the things I'd want to say, because they're financially involved, I don't bother doing that. I go, who listens to this? Who would like to donate a small amount of money? And then collectively, it makes a bigger amount of money, and we can do things like buy merch. You know, we can buy fucking equipment, the sound quality will get better, the video quality will get better, the all-round production will get better. So, if you want to donate to that, I believe the blind boy sort of thing is, if you see me in public, would you buy me a coffee once a month? And there's some people out there who'd be like, I wouldn't buy you fucking anything, you silly, baldy bitch. But, it's there, patreon.com/GeneralBanterPodcast. Let me rip through some other shit. Next Wednesday is Lavery's Comedy Club. I'll be on. Tom the Bear O'Mahony will be on, and Shane Todd's going to MC it, so that's fun. What I meant to say when I said the windows were closed was I'm literally fucking boiling in here now, but I can't open the thing because it's too loud. Anyway, fuck it. If anyone's looking General Banter merch, get yourself over to ColinGettis.com. They were all up for pre-order, basically. The gear is arriving sometime this week. It was supposed to be yesterday, might be today, might be tomorrow. But either way, as soon as they get here, they're getting packed and posted first class. So you got your General Banter Podcast t-shirt, which is grey. You got some of the new General gear, which, if you don't know anything about that, was kind of like a brand that I made up that was associated with the podcast. If you didn't want to walk around in a t-shirt that said fucking, the General Banter Podcast. You know, it just looks like a cool fucking t-shirt. There's a new version of that now. And there's also a restock of the old original one with the badge on it. And there's one more t-shirt that I forget. What the fuck was it? The Dead on Mafia t-shirt. I haven't checked the stock on that. But I imagine there's not many of them left, seeing that people are buying them fucking 2-3 at a time. No joke. So yeah, ColinGettis.com if you want that shit. There is a host of gigs coming up. Okay, I put the feelers out there. I was like, who would want the gig in Liverpool, Manchester, or Newcastle? And turns out, tons of cunts will go to any of those. So I may well have to look into that. But other than that, we're going to have two big gigs. This, none of this has been released yet, but I feel like I can tell the podcast people. There will be a brand new stand-up tour / multimedia show. Doing all sorts of places, doing two big shows in the limelight. We're going to London on the 12th of October. We're trying to organise Glasgow for a few days after that. But in the next week, I should hopefully have a poster image that just is like, boom, this is where I'm going to be. And I'm going to try my hardest to get to those places like Manchester. I might add to this tour type thing as I go along. Definitely try and get to Manchester. Liverpool, I don't know Liverpool at all, so I might need to do some fucking research in that. And Newcastle, I've done one gig in Newcastle before. It was a nightmare. It was a bad setup. But I'm sure there's a small fucking club that does small gigs that I can organise a fucking thing in. And that's about it, folks. I'm going to play this motherfucking intro. And then I'll read out some comments on my YouTube, which cracked me up. Because people, you know what I mean? R.I.P. Primark. Banter podcast with Paul and Jettis. Right about you, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul. Paul and Jettis. It's Jettis, actually.
Jettis.
Jettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you. There you have it. I'm just looking at a pair of... Do you know what I bought the other day, right? And this is... I feel like a fucking 17-year-old. I bought a pair of DC shoes. Do you know what I'm saying? Fucking stop buzzing. Like I'm listening to fucking... Papa Roach. Fucking Papa Roach. I remember watching an episode of that Undateables, which I think was a pretty unfair program. And they had this guy, and he's like, you know, he had something wrong with his, he had some fucking genetic disease where it makes your face a bit weird. I forget the name of it. But he was like, yeah, I like to listen to fucking heavy metal music. And they're like, oh, what sort of bands? And he goes, fucking, you know, Papa Roach. And it's just one of those magic moments that has stuck with me forever. Fucking Papa Roach, pet. But yeah, I bought a pair of DC shoes because... They look so fucking sweet. Do you know what I'm saying? They look so sweet. They look somewhere between. Do you know what they look like? They look like they've taken like that, whatever the Yeezy is. I forget the name of it. The one that's not like the standard Yeezy. The one that's not, you know, the one that's like bumpy up, like lumps up the side. Whatever that one is. It looks like the real fucking dad shoe one that they put out that looks like a pile of dick. And it looks like they've taken that one and those Balenciaga fucking things. And you know those, they just look ridiculous. It looks like they've taken ideas from that. They've taken ideas from the Yeezy one. They've taken ideas from like a Nike Air Max. And then they've also taken ideas from like a fucking Nike Metcon CrossFit shoe. And they've just put it all together. So it just looks like a cool sort of, I don't know, it's just a cool shoe. And I bought a pair as if I'm listening to fucking Papa Roach. Papa fucking Roach. Pit. I'm going to put on a Papa Roach song. What's a good Papa Roach song? I mean, it's funny that to just get these bands between Angels and, I can't remember any. Last Resort was the big one, was it? And there's a nod for insurance, because I looked up insurance yesterday. Fuck the CIA, they're up my asshole. Black helicopters! Fucking Papa Roach! Just all the dudes in black. Everyone sings.
Possessions, only obsession. I don't need that. Take my money.
That's me on Amazon. Take my money. Take my fucking pin number, bitch.
Take my obsession.
48 million. Fucking yeah. Oh, this video's crazy, right? black on black. That was so fucking 2000 and whenever the fuck that was. It says 2009 there. I feel like I was out before that though. But it's like, I just, how much of that was like, I'm emotional, I'm having a cry, yeah, wanna fucking kill myself. I remember like Kieran Bartlett slagging him for whatever fucking emo fringe bollocks he was listening to. And all the songs are like that. And he's fucking 31. He's fucking my age in the car, like fucking Papa Roach Pit. Yeah. Emotional. Fuck yeah. Fuck it. It says me, who's like, you know, driving along listening to Drake, like, that is my shit, bro. All black. Imagine the dude just turns up and he's wearing like a grey t-shirt and like, bro, the fuck are you doing? He's like, I don't know, dude, I was washing all my black stuff. Well, now we can't practice, man. You're not wearing all black. Roach. You're a slave to the system. Work your job that you hate. For that you don't need. It's too bad the world is based on green. Step back and see. Stop thinking about yourself. Stop thinking about. There's no money. There's no possession. Only obsession. I don't need that. Take my money. Take my possession. I don't know, I'm into it. I'm heavily into it. I mean, I don't dress unlike that guy that sings there. I love when music's like, it's a song, yeah, but I'm making a point about economy and the state of the affairs. Papa fucking Roach. There's children starving and other issues. Too much plastic in the sea. Fuck everybody. Anyway, it's tunes, bro. It's fucking tunes. So let me just read out some of the fucking where do you hear these? Okay, JJ on the whatever the fuck that means. Maureen looking great. This is a comment on the last podcast. Maureen looking great today. Okay, Maureen looks great all the days. I just cried. Hey, Colin Maureen, what would be your most favorite bar and nightclub in Northern Ireland? I've only been in, but this is one of these things I read when I was kind of in a bit of a bad mood. And I was just like, people need fucking shot. What would be your most favourite bar / nightclub in Northern Ireland? I've only been in Betty Black's Betty Black's and Cafe in Bangor. Just wanting some guidance on where to go. Bro, key number one, get out of Bangor. Straight out of Bangor. I don't know, here's the thing. When you're with your mates, you can be anywhere. You know, but then you just fucking do a couple of pub crawls and then you realise which ones are your shit and then you're like, oh yeah, let's meet at the fucking, let's go to Dirty Onion or something like that, you know. Let's go to the Thirsty Goat. Let's go to the Hairy fucking Teats. Just whatever stupid fucking name they've got going around there. I'll have you know, Balaclava Fitting Rooms in your Rathcoole is a legitimate gentleman's social club. I would well imagine that. Now, these are the ones that drive me mad. This guy's called John Caulfield. Is this on SoundCloud? Now, he's put a comment on YouTube. Is this on SoundCloud? You've went comment. I'm going to write in here. Is this on SoundCloud? And then I wait. Then he waits for a long time for me to reply. I haven't replied yet. Now, he could have Googled the General Banter podcast 48,000 times in that period of time. You fucking dildo. Google it. People literally need spoon fed. No wonder, like, on those Casey Neistat videos and stuff, he'd be like, I've put a link to all my gear. You know, I've put a link to all my fucking gear. Because he'll say something like, I shoot with a Canon 80D, and people will be like, where do I get that? Think of the word he just said and type it into fucking Amazon, and there you go.
I know you said the website's called www.facebook.com, but there doesn't seem to be a link underneath your video, so how am I ever supposed to find that?
Dick. I'm deliberately not going to put fucking links in things so that people can just fucking... Someone sent me another message. Is this on SoundCloud? Yeah, it's a podcast. It's on SoundCloud, which, by the way, is the most difficult way to listen to fucking anything. This guy, Billy, tried ordering a t-shirt via your Insta swipe-up link, whole handling, got bored whilst having a shite, website needs sorted. Now, that may well be true. I'll take a fucking look at it online. Everybody knows that going on a fucking site to buy a thing on your phone is actually a bit of a nightmare. You can be on fucking... You can be on any big website and you look at it and you go, this doesn't quite look right when you're ordering it. But like, bro... If you know, here's the thing. If you really wanted it, you'd go home and be like, oh, let me look that up. I'll buy it. Instead of going like, well, he's telling me to, but this is people. He's telling me to buy it, so I must buy it. Oh, what was difficult? I was taking a shit. Can't buy it now. Either you fucking want it or not. If I wanted something off the internet and the site was being weird on my phone, I'd be like, right, I'll just order it when I get home. I wouldn't be like in a huff going, well, I don't know how to work that. Your wife is stunning. Lucky man. Also great podcasts. Yeah. I love the way when... Of course she's hot. Like, what am I? Mental? Am I a fucking idiot? Colin, I believe you... I think just to keep other people happy, you should admire the fucking munter. Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. Put your podcast on SoundCloud or Spotify. It's on SoundCloud and iTunes, you fucking dildo. But like, this is what people have done. Someone's clicked on that and went, I'm watching this online. Put it on. Put it on. Did you look? Did you look on SoundCloud? Because you would know that's on SoundCloud now. Type in Colin Geddes or the General Body Podcast. People need curb stomped. Some guy writes, Barry the Blender Henderson ? You're on a channel called Godzilla, which when you click into it has all the fucking videos that have the most views at the top, and it's the Buy the Blender videos, you know? Buy a Blender? Imagine that guy was listening to fucking, oh, I'm a big fan of General Bandit Podcast, you know, been listening to it online, goes, oh, it's available on YouTube now, clicks on it. Is that the guy that does those Buy the Blender videos? I swear to God, people, you just underestimate how many people are fucking brain dead, do you know? Just couldn't solve a basic problem, know absolutely nothing, do you know? I wouldn't say I'm a well-read guy, but what I would say is I absorb, like, information quite well. So if I listen to a bunch of podcasts with educated people, I'll retain that, you know, and vomit it onto someone else later. But people just sit there like, went to work, did a job, it was not very mentally engaging, and then I came home and just put on fucking Friends and watched it for a 19th time. Order Domino's. Fuck, I have to go work on one. Sleep. Up, arms me at work again. Here's me back. What will happen tonight? Chinese. Let me watch Friends again. What about Ross? Isn't he mad? Do some stuff for your life, you fucking weirdos. Bye, G. Here, love your stuff, man. I'm from Glengormley, but live in Phoenix, Arizona. That's about when I'd stop running if I lived in Glengormley. I think I'm far away enough now. Where am I? Arizona. Get inside, you're going to die. It's 49 degrees out here. It's good to hear the Northern Irish banter. These ones over here have no clue of the crack. People always say that. People always say, like, oh, they don't understand the crack, these Americans. I bet you they do. I bet you McCann is spitting out gold over there in fucking LA and all that. And they're like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what the time difference is, but I really feel like I should phone McCann one of these days. I mean, he'd definitely be asleep right now.
you know. Anyway, also we've had some conflicting views about music on the podcast. I put music on 1 week and the guy was like, here, definitely don't put music in the background. And I'm like, well, hey, do your own fucking podcast and put whatever music you want in, you fucking greasy bitch. But anyway, people are like, yeah, don't like it. And then another guy sent me a message and he's like, I think it's really good to have music in the background because it kills the dead air. Class. Class, bro. You can't keep anybody happy. You know what I'm saying? He's like, oh, it's gonna kill it. That's the dead air. Add it in after. What? That, because here's what I do. I record, then I put it up. Do you know? I can't be fucking listening to when am I talking about something really serious that probably wouldn't suit a hip-hop beat behind it? You know what I mean? Hey, what about that mass killing in America? I don't fucking know. I don't know where to stand with you people. You are insane. Once again, we're going to have to take a quick video break and we'll be back. And we're back. I should stop saying "and we're back" and just continue with it, shouldn't I? What have I been up to recently? did a fair bit of drinking. Not like absolutely smashed, but just drank a bit more frequently than I have done in many months. Went just for a few drinks last Friday. Went to the House Bar in Belfast, which is very, is it called a House Bar or House or something? It's very fucking pleasant indeed, you know, got some drinks. But Belfast's a fucking nightmare because we got down to Belfast. We went to Maureen's sister's house. We were chatting shit for a bit. We had a few tins. We're like, should we get a taxi now? Got a taxi out. Had a drink. Went to get another round. Sat down with a drink. I was like halfway through. I had 2 pints while I was out and looked at my watch. It was like, oh, it's like 12:45. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're just closing up now. And I was like, well, give me 2 fucking more pints. I didn't come here to fucking have a, that's like afternoon drinking, you know what I mean? 2 pints and then see you later. Drives me nuts. And I hate that your only option is like, I gotta go to Thompson's or something. Why is there no bars that just stay open to like 3? Instead, you have to fucking, oh, right, well, I'm sitting in a nice booth here chatting, and I'm going to have to get up and go to, like, some sort of date rape central. You know, not saying Thompson's is that, but, you know, that's sort of late-night establishment that stays open. Why can't you just sit on and drink? No one's fucking doing any work anyway. It was quite quiet. The bouncer was having the quietest night of his life. So we ended up getting kicked out of there and fucking going eating pizza, which I didn't really want to do. I want to drink my calories, sir. But yeah, someone needs to get just a late license where it's just a bar. It just stays open later. Everyone seems to want to fuck you out at like 1 o'clock. Drives me nuts. I mean, it was so fucking. And then you're just at you go back and you're like, well, it's me now. Just back, semi pished, and just doing nothing really. Trying to sleep. I want to follow through and be smashed to bits. That's what I want. Yeah, that was it. And then the next night we fucking. We just came down and we drank with Maureen's parents, but I had a pile of tins then. In fact, that Saturday was ridiculous. We actually fucking, she lives in East Belfast and we had that Pot Kettle Black place. Now, since I'm influencer as fuck, I had no idea the tsunami of messages I was going to get. There's a place at that C.S. Lewis Square called Pot Kettle Black and it's in a fucking shipping container. And it's, here's what I like. I like when a place is hipster and then it actually follows through with it. Do you know, like you could go in and be a bit like, oh fuck, here we go. What's this going to be like? But then it's actually banging. I got a breakfast banh mi. As you know, a banh mi is a Vietnamese fucking baguette of some sort. But this was like, it's got bacon and it was pretty fucking legit. I'm not going to lie to you. Do you know what I mean? It had like bacon in it, and then it had little bits of roast pork belly, which definitely had been in like fish sauce or something, because the place stank of fish sauce, which is a weird sensation in East Belfast at fucking 10 in the morning. And, you know, it had all the little pickled fucking carrots and shit in it, and it had some herbs in it that were pretty legit. It was legit as fuck. It tasted very Vietnamese-y. And then it had an egg there with a few fucking sesame seeds. By the way, I read a thing the other day. And someone wrote, It was they'd made this dinner. It was some CrossFitter, and then they put like sesame seeds on the top, and they called it bagel seasoning. How fucking American is that? I put some bagel seasoning on the top. It's fucking sesame seeds, you dickhead. That's like going, I made a piece of toast and I put some donut filling on it. It's jam, you fucking retard! Huh? You know, I was at home and I put the deep fat fryer on and I made some McDonald's sides. Fries? Or chips? Yeah, like McDonald's side that you get with your burger. Push your face into a panini press. You fucking dildo. That is unbelievable. Bagel seasoning. Anyway, it was legit as fuck. And I put up a photo of it. And I got bombarded with messages. Which is a good sign. You know, if there's any brands out there that are like, hey, Colin, we run a thing. Let me pay you money to use this. Now, what I'm talking about is gym equipment. Because I bought weights. It's not enough. I have 100k there. We're doing deadlifts, bro. Lightweight, baby. Have to do 15 fucking reps at a time. Lightweight, bitch. Need more weights. Things like that. Because I'm telling you, now that I'm influencer as fuck and have 10,000 followers on Instagram. It's so funny the way Instagram works and what it's good for. Like if you're making food or you've got like a little niche, you know, if you're like, oh, I'm a girl who's on a journey, you know, I lost 15 pounds and now I take photos of my asshole. You know, if you've done that, I've seen people attach the phrase slimming world to their name and put up photos of their dinner and they have 15,000 followers. When you're me, Instagram is not good for me. I'm not attractive. I'm not on a journey. I'm just a comedian who takes stupid photos sometimes. And no one really cares about that because it's not a fucking movement. Now, if I change my name to fucking the CrossFit comedian, and I don't even do CrossFit. I work out in a garage with my fucking wife's father. Which, by the way, I did last night, and it was as tough a workout as fucking anything I've ever done in my life. Squats in the Bulgarian, squats in the fucking, those split things side to side with kettlebell in front of you. Talk about leg day, bro. Barely take a shit. But yeah. I don't work on Instagram, but I would need to tie myself to something. Do you know, even the jiu-jitsu thing, even if you were like, Colin Geddes BJJ, even though I do jiu-jitsu once a year, as you well know, you could put BJJ beside that, and you would get more followers just because a load of jiu-jitsu people, but I don't do that. I just go Colin Geddes, and then people click on it and go, why has he got 10,000 followers? I don't even know what he does, and then they just exit out of it. You know? Mad. Probably need to write something like public figure, you know? I'm a public figure. But I have no movement to attach to, so I have incredibly low followers compared to all my other social medias. Do you know? 10,000 followers on Twitter, and I don't do anything on Twitter. It's crazy. It's a crazy time. But I put that photo up, and fucking every... By the way, Pot Kettle Black or whatever, I'll fucking invoice you, because you have about 180 people on the way to fucking eat that sandwich. So much so that I actually had to put up a message going, by the way, that place was Pot Kettle Black. Don't ask me. Get a stare out of my fucking DMs, bro. My DMs went from like, oh, you've got some, to like 99 plus. You know when it stops counting? It just says 99 plus. And I was just like, where's this? Where's this? Where's this? Unfucking believable. You know? Put up photos of my own t-shirts. People are like, nah, fuck you. Unbelievable. I need to tie myself in to a movement. It may well be food, you know, just taking nice food pictures. People like that shit. But then I just don't know where I am. He's a comedian, does podcasts, makes videos in character, enjoys eating. All that. Like, where the fuck do you even, where do you start? You need to pick one thing. You need to be like, I'm a girl who's body positive, who models underwear, who's a fat cunt. And people will go, you're brave as fuck. You know, I can be healthy at any size. You know? That drives me insane.
I work out. Just because I'm fat doesn't mean I eat loads.
Yeah, it does. or at maybe at some stage you ate loads. Me and Maureen were talking about this the other day. In fact, me and Dave may well be entering into that heavyweight drop competition. We're just trying to figure out a way to market that. But here's the deal. It's like, at some stage you probably ate like a fucking maniac and then you're fat as shit. And then, this is what I probably did. Ate loads, got fat as fuck, and then just was able to maintain. So I can work out like crazy, I can do all this shit, and just stay the same weight. And Maureen was like, all you need is about fucking 2 or 3 months where you drop a pile of weight and then just maintain that weight instead. And I was like, that sounds great. You know, as I stuff shit in my mouth. That's a lie. I've actually been eating pretty clean for about 2-3 days, which is nothing. But it's amazing how quickly you feel. Now, what's happened is, can I sleep for fuck? No. Here's what I do. I fall asleep and I wake up an hour later, and then I'm awake for about 2 hours, and then I sleep from about fucking 4 to about 8. That's my deal. That's my deal, guys. Gotta wake up, do that 2 hour work break in the middle. Fucking maniac. But yeah, just so many goddamn messages about that fucking thing. Bloody hell. Outrageous. Doing things like that. Going, eating in a fucking place for breakfast, and then going to Port Rush at night and eating in Port Rush. Or Port Stewart, even. That's what we did. We ate in that fucking place, talked shit for a minute, and then we all went to fucking Port Stewart. Which was hiving with people, because it was bank holiday weekend. Do you know, this is how fucking stupid we are. On the way up, I was like, oh, I'll be class. Let's fucking just see if we can get an Airbnb or something for the night. Let's see if we can get an Airbnb for the night. Where every cunt in the world goes there. Everything's booked out. That fucking, there's a golf tournament happening. Is it the Masters or something? And they're doing it in Port Rush. And the fucking price of things is astronomical. I heard someone was like, oh, I rang up on behalf of my company to see if we could book like something. They were like, oh, yes, 10 grand a night. Because there, you know, there'd be some Chinese dude's going to pay that. I love a golfer. That's Japanese, but we're racist here at the General Banda podcast, so who gives a fuck? It's unbelievable. So we're like, we probably would have got the shittest Airbnb, not even near any of those two places, and it was like £400 a night. Crazy. Absolutely crazy. Well, let's get a room up here. What? But instead, we just parked up and went to the Anchor Bar for dinner, where we walked in and some guy went, yes, lad! And then everyone heard him say that, and everyone turned around and looked at me. And it was, they were like, oh, the football's about to start, so there's no tables down here to eat. We can take you up to the restaurant. And I was like, yep, sure. Didn't know there was a restaurant, but sure, let's go there. And basically, it was the most polite crowd watching a football match I've ever seen. It was like they were watching tennis. They were like, sitting in here watching Liverpool play. Just quiet as shit. And then went up and I did my usual, which is order a thing in a place, hey, where of course it's not good. It's never going to be good. Let me get the katsu curry. In the Anchor Bar in Port Stewart, I got katsu curry. And it wasn't great. It was nice. But, like, it wasn't katsu curry. But it was nice. It was okay. But, it, like, you know. Let's get it straight. I did a similar thing in the Remore. You know, the world-famous Remore. Everyone goes in there, look at this, and that's stunning. That's my sister. Taste that carbonara. Isn't that stunning? I think I talked about that already. Let's go to Scalini's or whatever it's called. The fucking carbonara here. It's stunning. And you're like, it's $16.95 and it's spaghetti with an egg in it and some parmesan and bacon. And it's worth 19 pence and you just paid about 20 quid for it. But it's stunning, isn't it? Yeah, pasta and cheese. I've done it at, you can do it at home. Isn't that garlic bread stunning? I honestly think it's people who can't cook that well. Will eat things that are massively bog standard. Like, That fucking Vietnamese sandwich I got, that was a nice sandwich because it had a lot of shit going on. It had many sauces. It had loads of various types of textures and seasonings. It was nice. See, when you go somewhere and you're like, oh, I'll have the whatevers. We went to Pearls, right, in Belfast, which Maureen seen on Instagram. She's like, this place is gorgeous. And this is what is killing the world. You can put a fucking thing out online and be like, here we are at this place. We got all the decor sorted. We got our odd chairs. We got our nice tables. You know, we got everything going on. Everything looks nice. We've ordered our nice cups and everything. And then you go there and everything's shit. Because it was completely so... I mean, no harm to fucking... I'll probably get my knees done. It's probably owned by, like, the Ra or something. But here, I had a fucking baguette that was, like, ham, it's like ham, cheese, and pickle. Now, a lot of places will do that. They'll be like, oh, it's ham, cheese, and pickle. And they've, you know, they've fucking flavoured it up a wee bit. This was literally some ham out of a packet, some shitty grated cheese out of a packet, and some Branston pickle. And loads of it. And it was gushing out the side. And I was just like... I was eating it and I was like, a second ago I was going to order nothing in here because I didn't want to. And I really should have. Go to the Remora, bro. What'd you get? Kebab? What? They're obviously going to make you a clean sort of half taste, you know, like, oh, let's make it like a clean, friendly version of a kebab in the Remora when I could have had fucking steak and all that shit. Do you want to get yourself some monkfish curry? Or, you know what I mean? Nah, bro. Give me something that would definitely be better if I bought it for £4.50 in a kebab shop instead of spending this money in here. It did'll do. There's a Game of Thrones hotel. I'm going to Google that. I'm going to see if I can get that. Game of Thrones Hotel Port Stewart. Which couldn't look more like it was just a fucking B&B. Game of Thrones filming locations. Nah, it's not going to pop up. But it couldn't look more like it was just a fucking random building. And then they put like Game of Thrones Hotel on it. What? What could that possibly be? Do you know, you go in and like... I feel like there's a lot of shit where it's like... Like, I'm pretty sure even the fucking Dark Hedges is, like... I don't even know if it's called the Dark Hedges, but it's just one of those places where it's, like... Oh, they shot it here, so let's turn that into money now. And you go, and it's, like... What am I doing? I'm just walking down a fucking road and going... Yeah. There you go. Trees. Yeah, cool. And it's massively out of the way from everything. It's fucking... It's horseshit. I dare I say the Giant's Causeway is the same shit. You shoot it in the right way and people are like, fucking hell, that looks amazing. You turn up and you go, is that it? Let's leave. I think that's just the world of tourism. Is that as much as... is that it? Come on. Here's an inside. Here's a shot of inside this place. Now, obviously click. I seem to have broken my fucking laptop. Imagery. Let's see what's in this fucking dump. Nah, click though. Click. Why can't I click anything? Computer's fucked. But basically what makes this the Game of Thrones hotel is the curtains kind of look like they're wolf skin fur. Then they've got quite an ornate sort of mirror on the wall. And then they've got a thing says Game of Thrones over the bed. And then the bed has like a sort of animal skin throw. But other than that, it looks like your basic sort of just shitty hotel room. I could be very wrong. I mean, there's one in Finland and it looks the dog's tits. I mean, my brother-in-law, who's married to my sister, has been saying the dog's danglies a lot recently. And I believe that I've probably just been taking the piss out of him so much that I say it now. I tell you what's hilarious. I'm trying to find this video here for you. There is a video. Here he is. This fucking gimp. Played so much game. I don't know if I covered this in the last one. He's done so much gaming that he now talks American. So he's well. He should be going, I love playing fucking Fortnite. I love it. What's occurring? And now he's like, dude, I play fucking Fortnite, bruh. Expensive family and friends and grades.
anywhere from kind of 8 hours on a school day to about 16 to maybe 21 hours on the weekend. It was difficult. I kind of had no friends. I wasn't close with my family. It was kind of isolation and just me dealing with my issues with this counselor in college. I couldn't speak to my family. I grew up on video games, of course, and I would stay up late. My mum would tell me to go to bed, and I'd wake up an hour late.
My mum would tell me to go to bed.
I'd go online and then spend up until, like, say, 4 in the morning speaking to Americans or Canadians online, and there is a possibility that has affected my accent.
You need a before. You need a guy before, like... I love the way they're making this so dark. This
as well. And what it really means is that government has to take seriously these sorts of problems and properly invest in them. I know that there is now a service in London that exclusively deals with gaming addiction, but that's really a drop in the ocean of what's required.
The Welsh NHS does not offer the treatment. Dude, I think I've lost my accent from playing fucking computer games. Fuck away off your dick. They probably don't talk like that. I'm over here taking heroin. That's one of the best documentaries I've ever seen. People in Swansea taking heroin. Rough. Rough. Any of you nerds out there know how to crack a Lumix G7 and get some constant filming going on it? I'm listening. Do you get me? We watched the Magdalene... What the fuck was it called? The Magdalene Laundries or something the other day? Oh my god. Jesus Christ. What about being a woman? Ever? I'm not getting all feminist, but like... Fuck me. Fucking hell. It's so rough. From what I gathered on this thing, it was pretty much just like... From what I gathered, it was pretty much just like... What? Question for the podcast? Fucking hell. Right, here we go. Jesus Christ. From what I gathered, it was... I don't know, it was obviously somewhere where they sent unmarried mothers... Right? Which is obviously like, you know, you're being a fucking teenager and you're doing a bit of riding, which is just like what everyone fucking does. But if you got pregnant, then it was just like, you dirty, dirty hair. We're taking your kid off you. Get in there and fucking wash clothes till we decide you want... And you're like, what? Just because you're like embarrassed in the eyes of God? That seemed to be what it was. And you didn't even have to get pregnant. You could just be acting a wee bit. You know, like the girl was like, she went to school and she was like flirting with boys who were like hanging over the school fence. And they're like, get you away to this fucking other place. There's a girl who's like, at the start, is like raped at a fucking wedding. And then she tells her sister, like, that guy fucking raped me. And then she tells her dad and her dad tells someone else. And then about four people fucking find out. And they're all staring across the wedding at her like, you dirty her. Who's she to fucking, you know, blame this guy for... doing a bit of raping, and then next minute she's in there. Imagine that. Like, don't imagine it. I'm sure it actually happened. I'm sure wherever that fucking place is down south, where you're like, oh, you had your baby, just wait till you have your baby, and then we fuck it down a well. What the f... And I mean, everyone in Ireland at this point should have seen enough shit where they go, fuck religion and fuck the Catholic Church, because it literally does nothing apart from make you live in fear and shame. And then actually murder, like, fuck, not abortion, like, fucking kill a baby. Kill a live baby. You know? And if the baby's lucky enough to grow up and, you know, be a fucking altar boy, you get to suck a big priest cock. How the fuck, how are people not, like, just with those torch things, just marching towards every Catholic church and being, and just setting on fire? The Pope's here. Yes! Oh, the Pope's here. I know you're fucking... I said to him, fucking gracias, because that was the only fucking Italian I knew.
Spanish.
Kiss my baby.
I don't know why they just, there hasn't been like a Catholic Church purge where they just go, yeah, we don't really like the idea of this, you know, that there was a, even when people are like, oh, you know, he would have been the priest of the family, as in like he was definitely gay, was too scared to say it and would have shamed the family, so he just committed himself to a life of fucking misery. And probably went so mad that he ended up fucking a kid in the face. The whole setup is fucked. Fucked. And that movie was fucking just terrifying. Also, you know, they're just surrounded by goddamn nuns. Really old nuns. You'd be like, right, let's get a few fucking bars of soap and a few socks here and take this bitch out and just walk out the door and leave. But then it's just, I think you're just, women were just so fucking oppressed. You know what I mean? Like, if you turned up and you were dressed in all that shit that you were wearing while you worked in this laundry fucking house thing, and people were like, oh, you're out of that laundry house, you're immediately, like, stigmatized. You're like, even in the film, the guy's like, ah, oh, you're one of those girls that likes to fucking pull her knickers off, or take her knickers off the odd time. And then he's like, I'll give you £2 if you suck my dick. It was a scary film. No dead on mafia in them days, bro. Fuck me. But the fact that you could, like, a dude could rape a girl, right? Then she gets pregnant, and then everyone goes, you dirty fucking hooler. And then she goes to, like, prison, essentially, and has her baby taken off her. And probably killed or adopted. And you have to be in jail because somebody raped you and got you pregnant. And then you can't even be like, okay, I'm having a baby, let me take care of this baby if you want to. And the dude's just like, off to work. How's it going, Pat? Oh, fucking last night, had the ride, didn't I? Had the ride. Took it. Took the ride. Also, I really do feel like, I don't know, like, any, like, you'd have to be a fucking maniac to be like, she doesn't seem that into it, but sure, we're bucking anyway. Who wants that? Even fucking Dan Bilzerian, who fucking never a dry moment with his dick, was on a podcast, and he's like, oh yeah, I haven't paid for sex or anything. He goes, I'm not going to have sex with someone. I'm only going to have sex with someone who really wants to have sex with me. And I believe the same, apart from our bank accounts are vastly different, but, like, it's that thing. It's like, you want someone to be, like, really into it, and then you're like, oh, this is fucking exciting. Instead of someone just being like, finish! Ugh. It's that thought is, fuck. Imagine being just sitting there, just washing, and there's a bit in it where, like, the girl gets on, like, fucking, you know, fanny pad duty, and she's just washing all these bloody fucking knives. And you're sitting washing all that shit, and you're going like, a dude raped me, and now I'm here. Fuck me, like, they should burn down every Catholic church. Or any other fucking type of church for that. Fucking whatever. Jesus Christ. Right, let's hit some questions before I lose my fucking shit here. Fuck me. It's so warm in here, I can't even think. For once the sun is beating through the... And here's the thing. I cut the grass. Yesterday, and it was still kind of wet, but it wasn't wet. It was kind of wet grass, but it was dry enough. And I bought a new lawnmower, which is now sitting in this office, because we need to buy a little shed. And the place stinks petrol. And, it was a nightmare. It was more of a workout than the workout I did after it. I was just shoving this thing through long grass, which, I'll be honest, like, people would be like, oh, you know, you can't leave it that long. But I didn't get a fucking minute to do so. So the grass is quite long. So the initial one is just a fucking massacre. Just get it over with. But today seems sunny, so I might have to give it another wee skirt round the night, you know. Fucking nightmare. What am I looking at? By the way, don't be doing one of those, ask me anything, when you do nothing.
on fucking Instagram, you fucking losers. Right, let me get at these questions, bro. There's not many, but we haven't got long. Let's go for it. Let's go. Oh, I pre-mark burnt down. What the fuck? Someone left a blowtorch on or something and the place burnt to the floor. I made a bit of a joke about it online and it got more hits than any fucking video I've ever done, I think. Well, not quite, but you know. You know, sometimes you put a lot of work into podcasts and, or videos and stuff and you get nothing for it. And then you just make a silly joke like, pre-mark's on fire. And it's 150,000 hits there. So, what's wrong with people? Who knows? God damn it. Advanced podcast question. What do you make of Louis C.K.'s unannounced return to stand-up comedy? Should he have give people a heads up? Is there a spectrum of sexual harassments? I.e. is getting your dick out and fapping on a par with hands-on sexual assault should be a corresponding range of punishments? Cheers, bye. I think there is 100% a spectrum of sexual harassment. I definitely think there is a spectrum. And I think, you know, it's like the Louis C.K. thing is just someone being fucking weird. And I, here's the thing, it's only because he's famous and a guy. I've heard tons of fucking stories. Now, anytime I hear one of the stories, I'm like, why has that never happened to me in my life? But like, you know, you hear some fucking stories from, even if you switch it around, like guys talking about girls, and they tell these fucking mad stories. And you're like, only because dudes are fucking a bunch of pigs, basically, that it's fine. But you hear some stories where it's like, oh yeah, like, fuck, I'm trying to fucking pinpoint some of the shit Mickey's told me is fucking insane. Do you know what I mean? Be like, oh, I just went to meet this girl and driving around, she starts fingering herself in the car. And you're like, there's certain things are fucking insane. There are some people are just fucking a bit crazy. Do you know what I mean? I've heard tons of those stories. I heard a story where a guy, you know, was in bed and this girl came in like halls or something, and she was looking for like another guy, and she came in the wrong room and was just like, just went in looking for such and such, and he goes, don't know where it is, and he goes, oh well, and just goes in, fucks that guy. Imagine, I can't imagine if you were a dude and you're like, I'm looking for fucking whoever, where's Shauna? Oh, she lives next door. Can't be arse walking next door, can I buck you? Aye, just like, just fucking insane stories. People just get involved in some really fucking lewd, is that the word? Sexual shit. And, you know, I'm sure somebody someone said to me one time after a gig, and it was in Port Rush as well, which makes it even more embarrassing. It's like, if you're looking a fanny to come in, give me a shout. And I was like, I'd rather jizz in my own mouth. But that sort of thing, where it's like hugely aggressive. People just do real weird sexual shit sometimes. But I don't think going like, do you mind if I take my dick out? And people are like, you're not being serious, are you? And he's got his dick out. And they're like, oh my fucking God. Is it as bad as like a fucking Harvey Weinstein power move where it's like, yeah, you better suck my dick, you're not going to be able to work? It's definitely not as bad as that. I don't even know what the fuck I was trying to say that whole time there. I was confused. But yeah, just fucking some weird shit. Some people do some weird shit. Who was a fucking, I'll not say who told me this because I don't know whether he's told or not, was on like a stag day or something. And one of the guys pulled and this girl came back and was like, found out the guy, there was no condoms or something. And apparently she just marched into the room with all the other fellas. I'm just like, well, he's not going to fucking, maybe he wasn't going to bang her without a condom or something. And then she came out and was like, well, he's not going to fuck me. So who here wants to fuck me? Like, that's so aggressive. That is so aggressive. Imagine going in and being like, oh, I don't want to ride. She goes, oh, I don't have condoms. I don't want. Now, I've heard other stories about people that are a bit too familiar where it's like, oh yeah, that guy totally raped two girls. Shouldn't laugh, but, and the stories have went about, and you're like, okay, you know, I've got no condom, I don't have sex. Hey, don't worry about it, it's in. Deal with that. Heard that a few times. But like, could you just imagine, like, you're going to have sex with some girl, and it's like, oh, you know, I've got condoms, I don't want to have sex. He's like, right, cool, stands up, walks in the next room. She's not going to fucking dish out any blurt here, so who can I fuck? Mental. But yeah, I think if that's what he did and that's all he did, I don't think it's too crazy. I mean, you got to remember, most comedians are fucking nuts. Comedically, he's fucking genius. But he probably, there was a time when he was just being a weird wee fucking comedian. And I bet you that's not the fucking craziest shit that has went down in America in comedy clubs. I promise you. But yeah, there, I mean, it's like the fucking, it's like the Paddy Jackson Stuart Olding thing, which is what I'll call it instead of the Ulster rugby trial or just the Paddy Jackson trial. Those, the thing about that was they were cleared of rape, but if there's a girl that fucking upset after some sort of rough fucking threesome that leaves the house and you're talking about a person like they're a fucking piece of shit, maybe you didn't consciously go, I'm gonna fucking rape this girl, but some shit definitely went down that probably wasn't cool. So that's when there needs to be a spectrum. It's like, you know, it's like, you beat the fucking cunt out of someone and they're like, you're on trial for murder. Did you murder them? No. Walk free. They're like, oh no, I did beat the shit out of him till he's beaten through a fucking straw right now and doesn't really have a lot of good motor function. Didn't kill him though, so go to France, live your life, bro. What sort of fucking lunatic? Why did I screenshot that? What sort of mentality was I when I screenshotted this? Financially, I'm going to win. Career-wise, I'm going to win. Mentally, I'm going to win. Fuck off. What's the solution for Stormont? I say, everyone who's currently elected can't stand again because they clearly can't work it out. Yeah. The problem is, people who want to be politicians are usually fucking lunatics. People should be like, you know what, I really think that you should go in the thing. And a lot of people say, I really think you would do a good job around this country. And someone goes, oh, fuck, I can't really be arsed. And they're like, listen, try it out for a year. It might make a big difference. Like, someone needs to just see all that fucking shit. Like, all those repeal 8th type shits. All them. Just someone needs to go in, just check that. Yep, legalize fucking, medical cannabis. Same-sex marriage. Like, you should be fucking scundered that you live in a country and you work in a place. I would have anxiety every night. Oh, we're going to end the work to talk about what? Fucking boilers? When there's like some day-to-day life shit that really needs fucking sorted out around here. Will you be showing... Oh, shit. Yeah, it needs refreshed. It needs to be done like a fucking... like jury service where they just fucking pick random people that seem sensible. Have you ever been... Oh, shit. Will you be showing any footage from your wedding? Hashtag wedding vlog. That's from a girl called Orla. I don't want to. I'm still waiting on the pictures. I'm still waiting on the pictures, but I'll put pictures out, but I think the video is just a bit too much, you know, around the house and stuff, you know what I mean? I don't really like that shit. But yeah, there is a very quick, short version of it which you could put up. I don't know. I'll put up photos. I don't want to put up video. Suck my dick. Alexander McGovern. Opinions on Dave Grohl as an artist. I mean, he's pretty good. He's in Nirvana. Don't know how much of an input he had in Nirvana music-wise, but he could drum like a bastard. But yeah, he writes some fucking belter songs, you know what I mean? Some classics. Tons of classics. You know, fucking... what do you call it? Everlong and all that shit. Unbelievable. No, he's a beast. Prolific. And acts accordingly for a man who's a fucking rock star. Do you know what I'm saying? Act like you fucking enjoy it. He loves it. Let me see. Have you ever been to the Rory Gallagher Festival? Nope. You should check it out if you haven't. It's nice and hectic. No, I haven't been, sir. I mean, it's funny because I'm sort of like, I like Rory Gallagher, but do I want to go to a festival where there's a load of fat white dudes singing it? I suppose he was a fat white dude at the end, I don't know. Last question. Just watch Redeemed in the Dominant CrossFit documentary. Do you think anyone believes the bullshit they say about not using roids, or you think it's all, they're all natural? P.S. The way all the girls named in Daughter makes me think Mickey would have a field day in Iceland. Yeah. That's not actually how they say it in their Icelandic tongue. Yeah, I would say there's a lot of fucking steroid abuse. I think there is the odd freak who just is like, nah, I'm just like that, which you get in anything, but I would say if it's not that heavily monitored and people are like, listen, I fucking half blew my knee out the other week and I'm going to take some shit so that I can compete. I think it absolutely happens, yeah. And a lot of them get that sticky out fucking par gut. You know, a lot of the girls have like wee sticky out bellies. They look like they're about, you know, 7 months pregnant. But it's got a six pack on it. So I would say there is absolutely steroids. And I have 1 minute, 14 seconds left. So I'm going to get the fuck out of here. I want to say thanks for listening, guys. If you want to support the podcast, it's patreon.com/genderbanderpodcast. And continue to take pre-orders for these t-shirts for when they arrive. And that should be today or tomorrow and we'll get them out first class, bitch. Unbelievable. ColinGetz.com for t-shirts. Go to Lavery's next week on the 5th. R.I.P. Primark. Where are all the fucking mummies in Belfast going to buy cheap jammies now? They're going to have to go out in public and fucking in their clothes? God forbid! This is my favourite Foo Fighters song. One of the best videos of all time. Screws inside, turn so tight, turning on. We need a new camera. We're just not going to make that fucking time restraint. See yous.